Tumwater Falls, excuse me, Tumwater Hatchery Falls briefing. Eric Kinney and Tim Burns, please.
Thank you, Chair Carpenter. Good morning, Commission Director, Deputy Director. My name is Eric Kinney, Hatchery Division Manager with the Fish Program.
You guys are going to be
on Saturday. In the building. In the winter.
You're the person to figure it out.
The internet needs to go down on Saturday.
And following Eric, I am Tim Burns. I am the program director for the Capital and Asset Management Program. It's good to see you all here this morning.
So what we're going to be covering today is the Tumwater Falls facility that's currently under construction, and give a little bit of a backstory. We're right here. My glasses on. So we're here in Olympia, the capital. Here's Capitol Lake, dumps into the Sound. Here's the Tumwater Falls Park, the Chutes River, drains into Capitol Lake and into the Sound. What we're going to be talking about is the Tumwater Falls Hatchery at Tumwater Park. The department first started planting fish below the falls in the Deschutes River in 1946. The original ladders were constructed between 1952 and 1954 to provide fish passage above the falls. The holding and rearing ponds were constructed in 1961, and the office was built in 1967 for the facility. The objective of the facility is to collect returning adults and hold for spawning. Spawning occurs from early September through mid-October. So we just finished our spawning for this year. Eggs and milk are transferred from the facility to Minnesota Hatchery. Then they are transferred to Coulter Creek Hatchery over by Allen for early rearing and marking. Once the fish are marked, the fish are transferred back to a Tumwater facility for acclimation and release. The current production goal for the program is 3.8 million fall chinook.
Thank you, Eric. The Tumwater Falls facility is one of the components of the Deschutes Watershed Center project. This facility is under construction. It's nearly complete. It's about 85% complete at this time. Back in January, we awarded a public works contract, competitively bid, low bidder contract to Stellar J Incorporated. They're out of Puyallup, and the amount was just about $4.7 million. The estimated contract completion date is actually the end of November. We just had a change order to extend that. Designed by HDR, they're a nationally known design firm, and it was done out of their fish operations center in Gig Harbor. A couple of interesting planning issues that we had to work through before we can get this project started. There was an easement that we had on the existing facility, but it was too small, so we had to expand the easement, and we had to work with the Olympia Tumwater Foundation. They're the property owners of the park, and there were some concerns with some past soil contamination, and once we worked through the responsibility of cleanup with that, we were able to get an easement signed, and we have not found any contaminated soils that we suspected at this time. In addition, there were a number of City of Tumwater frontage improvements because we were making significant improvements to the property, so their ordinance required us to pass through some cash, about $80,000, to the city, which they will use to do frontage improvements along C Street and Deschutes Boulevard. The other fascinating issue we had to deal with was this location is in the historical commercial district of the City of Tumwater, and we needed a certificate of appropriateness from the Tumwater Historical Preservation Commission. So a couple of interesting items that we added to our design were incorporating some historical features that were identified by the commission. I'll point those out based on the history of the site.
In addition, they asked if we would clean off the dam, provide a better viewscape, which I'll have show some pictures of that as well, and also have some additional interpretive displays. In the interpretive displays, we also have partnered with the Squaxin Island Tribe and the Nisqually Tribe to provide some interpretive displays that will be out there when for the finished product. So I've got a series of progress photos to show you. This is what the facility looked like prior to construction. You can see it's kind of like a detention center. It's for fish, I guess. Very industrial looking. Just another viewscape, and you can see the old brewery in the background, and then a shot of the empty rearing ponds. And then this is a before picture, which I'll show you another before and an after picture, but this is what the dam looked like for decades. Many storms brought debris and large woody debris down the river, and it kind of clogged up and hid the dam from the public's view. So this is the site plan for the Tumwater Falls facility. You can see that the old ponds were kind of in this direction. We've got new ponds now, three bays, a pollution abatement pond, and also a mechanical room. And this is the existing fish ladder, which we tied into. A couple interesting historical features are over in this area, there'll be some embedded light gauge trolley rails. This is reflective upon the past where there used to be a trolley that ran from downtown up to the park because there was a game park there with elk. So we'll have some fencing, again, architectural features of some of the fencing that simulated what the elk fence looked like back in the early 1900s. Those will be located on a few areas of the raised walls. In addition, there was a old sawmill in this location. So again, we'll have some rough cut lumber slats to kind of indicate that historic perspective. In addition, the sloping of the spawning shed roof will be reflective on some of the wood sheds that were in operation for the sawmill.
I'm interested in the pollution abatement. We have an issue with the Spokane hatchery and chemical pollution considerations. Is this solely biologic pollution that is abated here, or are there chemical? Is there chemical removal as well? I'm kind of looking at Eric as well.
Yeah, it's a biological. It's for cleaning our ponds and staying within our NPDS permit. Yeah.
So there isn't a consideration about chemical pollution in this river?
Well, there is a TMDL proposal for the Deschutes and Capitol Lake, and so there is definitely contaminants in the lake as well as the Deschutes.
PVC?
Yeah.
These are some additional architectural renderings, which you'll see on our field trip after this. We've got the ponds are raised now. So there's a series of four viewing windows that the public will be able to see the fish as they come into the ponds along the fish ladder and then into the rearing ponds. Again, just a couple of the features that I pointed out earlier about rough cut lumber and the simulated elk fencing here. And again, just another viewpoint of the architectural rendering. There's going to be a plaza area. It's going to attract a lot more public to this, and we're really excited about the opportunities to show off what our agency does. And speaking of the public, we expect a lot more visitors. So the Olympia Tumwater Foundation asked if we can help out with their restroom issues. So we're putting on an expansion to their restrooms that I'll point out on the tour as well. And I was asked, why is there a Pepsi machine? I don't know why, but just, yes. Now a series of, I guess, some progress photos. This is early on in the construction. You can see the old ponds are still here with Falls Terrace Restaurant in the background, and this is the staff building, their office and work area. Started mobilizing on the site back in February. And as you can see, the foundation and the subgrade for the ponds is being installed here. The old ponds are being demolished in the background. And again, just a couple of progress photos as the significant amount of concrete work. This is a distribution box that is being installed, so we pump water to this and it provides a constant flow into the ponds. This is the most recent photo we have, which you'll see out there. And again, you can see the spawning shed has been installed here. This, you actually see the ponds are watered up. Eric will talk a little bit about that. We did use them this year for spawning fish and the pollution abatement pond distribution box. And this upper left is a photo of the overgrown brush that is at the dam. And you can see here, this is one of the dams. There's actually two dams, and you can see that it's all cleaned off, and probably it's probably been like that first time in decades. When our contractor, who set up a large crane over on the other side, started working on it, a lot of folks on the restaurant came out and started cheering and clapping when they saw the debris being removed. And there was some pretty good-sized, large woody debris removed. This is the new intake that is just behind the dam, which is right here. This is a new intake for the facility, and it'll have an air burst system for keeping it clean, and then just a mechanical building to protect the pumps and the air compressor for the air burst system. I think at this time I'm going to turn it over to Eric.
Yeah, so this year in 2019, to date, we have gotten back just over 9,000 fall Chinook back to the facility at around 85 coho. The total of 5.7 million eggs have been taken at the facility. 1.1 million of those eggs will go to Chambers Garrison for their programs, and 4.6 will be transferred to Minor Creek Hatchery for incubation, and then Coulter, and then back to the facility for acclimation and release next spring. We spawned about 1,480 pair of adults. The remaining adults were surplused and sold to our seafood buyer, so under our contract. And I wanted to say a special thanks to Mike Kuski of Stellar J, Harry Nichtel from Camp, Lee Pylon, Jim Jenkins from Fish Program, and Ken Bergman and his crew from Camp as well. This was a very difficult project to get done while still trying to operate the facility this fall. So we had a lot of problems with pumps and intakes and trying to maneuver around the facility while construction was going on. So everybody did a really, really good job in getting this done. And here's a picture of actually Lee. You'll see him today if you're out on the tour with spawning fish a couple weeks ago. And that's it, if you have questions.
Originally,
it was. It's my understanding it was installed to provide water for the brewery, and some power. Yes, so there is some pet cock.
Okay, well, that's good use.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
It's all. As they say, it's the water.
Dangerous to bring up the word beer at this table, apparently. So. The commission has a recommendation to try to add 50 million Chinook smolts for orca prey, 30 million in the 20 million in the Columbia, and 30 million in Puget Sound that were to be in dead end bay areas, so as to provide protection for any adjacent wild stocks. And my question is this construction going to contribute toward that goal, or is this just status quo production?
This is status quo production, this facility here. What I would say is the Pioneer Park facility is the one that's going to expand the ability to have more production within the Deschutes.
Ask, but before I do that, in case you guys don't know, this facility is like within a mile of here, so I really hope that on your way out of town you find time to swing by. It's pretty impressive. I'm proud of it. But so we are going to have the above the falls and below the falls facilities. Both of them will continue to operate. That was my question.
Correct. Yeah.
But we aren't going to Pioneer Park today, or
no,
are we?
No, we're not.
Okay.
So speaking of the tour, we're going to head over, if you'd like, to head over to Tumwater Falls and meet with Harry Nechtel. He's our project manager. We've got hard hats for folks. It is still an active construction site. Nobody will be working today. It's going to be a little muddy. We're going to try to avoid as much as possible. But just want to let you know that it's not carpeted out there. It's very muddy right now and after all the rain. So, okay. Thank you. And we'll be meeting in the lower parking lot. It's the first parking lot.
Okay, we will be leaving shortly for a tour of the Tumwater Hatchery. This meeting will stand adjourned immediately following the tour.
So before we go, you said we have a couple important people in the audience. We also have another one I want to point out. We have a new deputy program director for the fish program, Mr. Burley. Congratulations to Craig. We look forward to him stepping up.
Congratulations, Craig. Okay, any other closing comments?